Well, Numbers chapter 3, verse 13, all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I made holy to me all the firstborn in Israel. They shall be mine. So those who'd been spared from death by the blood of the Lamb on Passover night weren't just free to do as they wanted. With their saved lives, they were to give their lives to God. And so God says that is to be true in the spirit of your giving the firstborn to me. And okay, instead of taking the firstborn, it seems that God took the tribe of Levi for his service. And yet we are all Levites, we are all priests. Peter says that we as Christians are a new priesthood, that we are that royal priesthood. So therefore we are in the position of these firstborns who should have died but didn't and have therefore been given to God's service. Now, until you can get that sense that really I should die because I have sinned, that I have been saved from death, well, you will not have any basis for real total dedication to God, to his service, because we have all sinned and therefore we should die. But we were saved from that. We didn't have to die. But we are to be, therefore, dedicated totally to his service. Our life is given to him, but in a different way, in living service. So you won't get that motivation for service. You won't get that sense that my whole life is his, in every part of it, every department. When it comes to decisions about money, about career, about relationships, about everything, I'm giving everything to him. That's what we must do, but you won't get to that point of dedication unless you realize that, wow, I've been saved from death. This is like somebody who does stare death in the face, but then at the last minute they are saved. The person who has this cancer scare or whatever, that you are terminally ill, and indeed that is how it seems, and then suddenly there is a turnaround of the most dramatic type at the end, as it were, and you have your life back. Well, what are you to do then with that redeemed life? Well, give it to God. And yet, we are all in that position. You don't need to go through a cancer scare. You don't need to go through looking down the barrel of a gun or face certain death in the face and then be saved from it. You don't need to go through that to realize that you should dedicate your life to God. Because if you realize that sin brings death and that you have sinned and sinned grievously, and part of the gospel is to convict of sin. And, you know, it's not popular these days. I'm basically a good guy. Oh, it's not fair to complain about this, that, or the other. Oh, in my behavior or my life, because you see this. And, well, actually, I honestly think I did the right thing, all this self-justifying stuff that goes on. Look here, if you're not convicted of your own sinfulness, then you are up yourself, really badly up yourself. The whole message of the gospel is that you look at the cross of Jesus, you bow, and you recognize that he did this for me, a wretched sinner. And until you do that, you won't recognize the need to rise up in total devotion and dedication to him, because we are the firstborn who should have died. But the angel did not knock at our door and take our life because of the blood of the Lamb. This is so basic to the basic Christian gospel that a more intellectual approach, saying that, you've got to figure out a load of doctrine, a load of theology correctly, and then you get baptized de facto as a sign that you kind of intellectually assent to that, that misses all this, and you will not get any flame of devotion from that. That is all very intellectual. So just one last point while we're talking about that. Hebrews 12 says that we are a church of the firstborn, or literally a church of firstborns. So that's the idea that we are all the firstborn, and the entire church or ecclesia, the group of believers, are all these firstborns who should have died but didn't and were saved by grace. In another sense, the Lord Jesus was the firstborn from the dead, and yet we are in him, and all that is true of him becomes true of us. He was the firstborn, so are we in that sense. And likewise, the outcome of all that is total dedication to God's ways.